5 before the hour. Let's send it back to the Ponderosa Steakhouse in Portland with your host, Master of Ceremonies. And that's it, John Boggs.
Hey, you know, Jeffrey O., we're going to try something new in about 4 weeks.
What's
Two
that?
Weeks from now, we're going to have the Breakfast Club here, but in 4 weeks, we're going to have the Breakfast Club. We're going to take it on the road. We're going to be in Christie's Restaurant in Dunkirk to help kick off Glass Days.
Wow, you're going to be in the Crown City.
Yeah. We tried it out technically, and it seemed to work, so we've got our fingers crossed. But we've got a lot of good listeners over in the Dunkirk area, and we're kind of excited about being over there to help them kick off Glass Days on May 30th. So mark that on your calendar. It's not going to be a Thursday. It is going to be a Wednesday, and there's going to be lots of good things going on in Dunkirk. We're going to tell you all about it. But today, we have Don Keller, and Sharon Van Steenis is decided maybe she's going to speak.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're going to talk just a couple more minutes about, to wrap things up, about the Humane Society. Ladies, can you tell us, what are the current needs of the Humane Society in terms of donations and volunteers?
Oh, we always need someone to come out and help clean and help socialize the animals. Donations of towels and newspapers. We also take donations of aluminum cans and ink cartridges, which we can recycle for more money. Kitten food. We have animals who have need special diets, so we always need help with the special food.
Okay.
There's just tons that people can do, and they can call out to the shelter and talk to Tara Drum.
Okay.
And she can let them know.
Have you got a number?
726-6339.
726-6339.
Right.
Okay. The address?
1313 Shadlin.
What a duet. Don, can you recap when our motorcycle ride is going to be and the event?
The motorcycle benefit ride is going to be June 16th and with a rain date of June 30th.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you need?
What time?
For the events uptown on Main Street, it's going to be 1 to 9.
Uh-huh.
And for the registration for the motorcycle benefit, is going to start at 10 on Main Street, West Main Street.
Okay. And remember that contact any board member of the Humane Society, get your ticket for the Harley-Davidson that's
yep.
going to be given away. 98 was that?
95.
1995 Harley-Davidson Sportster. That would match mine just perfectly. I don't think my wife would let me have two motorcycles, though. Ladies, we thank you very much. Any final words?
Please go out to the shelter and adopt. We have a lot of cats and kittens and puppies and dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, and please spay and neuter your pets.
Right. And if you don't want to adopt, just go out and bring one home for a day and be like me and end up being a pet owner. So, ladies, it's been fun having you here. I wish you the best on your auction. I hope I know someone who wins that motorcycle.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm just still trying to process the information of John Boggs being a road hog. Man.
I knew you'd finally get to that. Yeah, well, a long time dream. I actually rode motorcycles before motorcycles were cool. And back in the 60s when nobody knew what a motorcycle was. So I kind of feel like I'm on the inside and everybody's on the outside. Jeffrey O.
I'm not going to touch that one.
I know. Hey, we've had a pretty good program, you know. We talked about gathering places. We talked about the Christian school. We talked about cats and dogs. And we're going to do this again in 2 weeks. I don't have a lineup of our guests right now. But if I remember correctly, it's really going to be an interesting show. And, of course, it's going to be you and me, Jeffrey O., talking to all these folks. So we need to have our listeners tune in.
That's right. 2 weeks.
2 weeks on the 17th. And then in 4 weeks, almost, on the 30th, we're going to be in Dunkirk at Christie's Cafe. So,
all right.
Jeffrey O., it's been great.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Another wrap on The Breakfast Club. It's 9 o'clock. Time for NBC News.